Windows or doors sticking? Cracks in your drywall or brickwork? These can be signs of a structural foundation problem. PermaSeal can help with that. Free inspections, transferable warranties, financing, and peace of mind. PermaSeal, 800-421-7325 or permaseal.net.
Howard Tolman joins us. You know our friend Howard. He's here every Tuesday at this time. Entrepreneur, venture capitalist. You're always into what? I don't want to say kids, but what? I was looking for the word. What's the word? What's the word, Lisa? You've just always been on the cutting edge. You've been very aware of what is happening, of trends. Did you see this?
Well, this is the charm of getting older but never maturing.
So, are you familiar with
knowledgeably about that?
Yeah, you know Jellycats. You know Labubus.
Yeah, I do, and I have. You know, when you have granddaughters, many. I have four. You inevitably are exposed to these things. But I have to tell you, today I was at Alexi Janulius's announcement. You talk about driving cars and things, which we were going to talk about. But I have to say, he announced today that Illinois is joining. Illinois is actually going to be the largest state providing mobile driver's licenses, which means in your phone now, you'll have your driver's license. And for the purposes of identification, proving your age, all these kinds of things, whether it's at a bar or a sporting event or any of those things where you have to show ID, now you just take out your phone. It's a partnership with Apple, and you just tap it or show it without giving anybody your license or giving anybody your phone. This new feature will let you never have to reach in your pocket again. It also works for TSA, and especially, it's unbelievable that he got it done and announced right ahead of all the Thanksgiving and holiday travels.
And you can download it right now. It's on your phone, right? And what about if you have an Android, though?
Well, Android will be coming down the line.
Okay.
But the truth is, I felt like saying, well, who actually does have? That's like saying, can I attach it to my landline, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, Android has penetration worldwide, but Apple owns the United States. And so in terms of a first partner, eventually this will fit into the Google Wallet and also the Samsung Wallet. But for now, it's going to be in your Apple Wallet, just like a ticket to any Ticketmaster event or anything like that. And I have to say, it's very cool. And considering that we suffered with Jesse for 30 years of, technology that was so out of date, what he's done with speeding up the processes at the DMV and with his new license thing and everything, it's pretty amazing. He's done a really good job.
He has worked very fast in that arena. Now, what happens when the state says, we're not even going to mail you a letter. We're going to take that driver's license right off your digital app. You don't have one as of right now.
Well, the interesting thing is, from a law enforcement standpoint, this doesn't get the job done. Right now, you still have to carry your license for legal and law enforcement purposes. So if you're about to get a ticket or if the state has a problem with you, they will resort to the ways that they've always done this stuff. Frankly, they could turn it off, I guess. But the truth is, what's so interesting is, the ACLU and a lot of organizations were worried about privacy and all these things. And the truth is, once it's on your phone, it belongs only to you. The state doesn't track it. The state doesn't know what transactions you're using it for. Neither does Apple. Apple has been really fierce about privacy. So this is just an amazingly convenient thing because imagine a TSA. You show them your ticket, and 1 second later, you press a button, and now you show them your ID as well, and you're done.
Right, because it's in your Apple Wallet, right?
Yeah, it's in your Apple Wallet, and frankly, once it's in your wallet, I mean, you don't even have to, all you do is tap your phone, frankly.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right,
very cool. And what I like is way back when he was running, what I thought was the most striking thing he said was that we all suffer a time tax. And we know this, true. These days, our time is more important than money. It's the scarcest resource we have. So here's another way of saving time and speeding up stuff. And one of the clever things they've done is they've partnered with Soldier Field, so you can use it at football games, with Lettuce, those guys. You can use it at restaurants, with all kinds of different groups. So in a bar, it'll be proof of age. And, you know, they did a really good job of what I call, you know, riding somebody else's rails, not trying to reinvent the wheel, but to partner with all these great organizations.
That means we have college kids everywhere right now trying to figure out how to skirt the system so they can still get in a bar even though they're not 21.
And that was mentioned, you know, that was absolutely mentioned that a lot of kids are going to be heartbroken in the fake ID business. But you know what's nice is this doesn't even disclose your date of birth. It simply says you're either under or over age, you know, so that's another very clever safety feature. So, you know, nobody has your driver's license information, your date of birth, any of that stuff. It just says that you're of an appropriate age.
And so Howard is general managing partner of G2T3V in Chicago High Tech Investors. Are you familiar with the tech people behind this? Or you said he was just riding the rails. The tech has always been there. He's just implemented it.
Well, when I say riding the rails, I mean, you know, he partnered with Apple, right? If you want to get something out there, I suppose the Secretary of State in the old days might have announced that if you want to download our app, right? Mm-hmm. But, you know, who in the world knows what their app is, right? And this has always been the problem, that you want to go where people already are. So the Apple Wallet is pervasive. I mean, you know, you don't have to re-educate people. Everybody in any restaurant already has a tappable kind of thing for pickup orders and things. So all that exists. But they put together a tremendous team within the IT department for the state. Again, all people he brought in. And they built this thing in partnership with Apple. And it's, you know, it's not easy to build things with Apple, but they did a really first-class job under a very, you know, tight time frame.
Okay, Howard, you told us that Maria was running for mayor. That is indeed proved to be true. You said that Rahm would be running for president. That looks like it's in the works. So Alexei Janulius, governor, is that his goal, or senator? What's his next step?
Well, I don't want to put words in his mouth, but if I were a betting person, I would say that he's going to be joining Susanna in the race for mayor.
Oh, okay. Interesting. That makes sense. He's got a lot to do, and he's worked so quickly within the office. I mean, how long has Jesse been gone? It's only been 2 years, hasn't it?
Yeah, but he was there for 30 years.
Right. But I mean, Alexei moved in and changed everything in a dramatic fashion.
Yeah, listen, I mean, having kiosks, having drive-bys, I take advantage of the senior line all the time. It's a huge difference when you go for a driver's, you know, license renewal or any of those things. And eventually, look, this is all going to be digital. You know, our watches and our phones are like extensions of our arms already. And, you know, I would suspect that it's not too long and not too far down the road when voter registration will also be digital.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for joining us. I love that you had breaking news and that you were there today to witness it.
Thanks. Talk to you soon.
Howard Tolman, you will find him on just about any platform, but I would check out howardtolman.com. You can interact with an AI Howard if you haven't had the opportunity to do that. And that's TULLMAN.